So we just have a little bit left of Dan Basul. And first of all, I want to make a correction. Yoni, I think at the end of Shir last time, pointed out that Rav Moshe's Mako, even if there is the doctor just made a pirtzei d'chukah. That is correct. That is what Rav Moshe writes, and I had forgotten it. So what does that mean? That means that the doctor made a pirtzei d'chukah, and then the couple had tashmish, and no blood was found. So then we could be makel. And as we could assume that the pirtzei d'chukah was the cause of lack of basulim. So it's not even the case that the doctor has to say, I can assure that 100% of the basulim were removed. Obviously, the pirtzei d'chukah was enough to reasonably presume that that was the cause of the lack of dam, but Rav Moshe felt that was sufficient. There's also another shaila from one of the mazinim who doesn't come to the shir, not from our yeshiva, and maybe when we're done, I'll share this shaila with you, though I'm not 100% sure of the answer. So we know that a woman who comes to Sura, al tzdam besulim, and the shaila is there any difference in her nida status because she became a Sura due to dam besulim, or is it exactly the same as any other time? Presumably, one would have assumed that it is the same as other times because we assume that there was dam besulim. We assume that there was dam nida, but we also know that that's not really true because, for example, we paskin certainly that you're allowed to be parish be'ever chai. And that being the case, that shows that we're not really treating this as dam nida. So therefore, one might wonder if there are any other kulas. So the answer is that there are some, though in the end of the day, lemaisa, they're few and far between. So the Ravya, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef, says in the name of the Rashbam, that there's only an Isser of Tashmish, not other Harchakos. Why? Mishum kavod chasnus l'ratzu l'hachmir u'l'harchiko yoser. It's very strange. Kavod chasnus, it would be too hard on them. Now, again, what's he assuming? Clearly, I think he's assuming that she's not actually Anida. So we have this chumrah, but just like we thought it would be too much if we said you have to be parish wafer mace, so too, it's too much to have al harchakut. Most Rishonim reject this. However, the Raiva does quote from earlier sources, from Rav Haigon and the like, that it's mutter lishan b'mita shala k'she'enena aleha. So he can lay down on her bed if she's not on a bed. And this is also cited by the Rosh and Siman Beis. And the question is, why in the world does this make sense? It's very odd that of all the harchakos, this would apply. So the answer is, it would seem that this stems from the idea that this particular harchaka is rooted in tumah. And we're not mitame mishkav shetachteha b'shaz bi'ila, because she's not anida vadai, she's only anida safek. So therefore, this doesn't apply. In other words, in terms of tumas mishkav u'moshav, we're not going to be machmir. So the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, Siman Samach Tes, understands that that's because the Gaonim understood that this particular hachaka of his lying on her bed is not alts hergel aveira, but it's really alts mishkav, it's tumas mishkav. And therefore, the Binyan Tzion says, well, maybe then we shouldn't apply this kula, because we don't really paskin that's the reason for this harchaka. We really, though the Gaonim did seem to hold that some of the harchakos, many of the harchakos perhaps were related in the world of Tumantara, or stemmed from the world of Tumantara. The Binyan Tzion thought that's not the way we paskin, and therefore this kula from the Gaonim shouldn't be applied. We don't paskin that way. We do seem to accept this kula. Though the Ravid really doesn't like this kula, right? The way the Ravid asks is Ve'eni omed al biradvarav ba'mesh amar shein anu metamin mishkav atachdon b'shas b'ila mishum delav nida vadahi v'ilu haisa nida vadai klum yesh tuma v'tar b'zman hazeh latamin mishkav shetachteha. In other words, the Ravid thought this reason for the sarchak has nothing to do, you know, with tum and tara, because we don't have tumas and taras anyway, so this isn't a logical thing. But again, it would seem that we sort of paskin this din, even though it seems likely that the reason for the din doesn't really make that much sense for us. The Ravid himself sort of concludes, Rafal Pisha Ein Zem Min Halacha Hareim Dvarim Shadas Machras Aleim. Let's keep in mind that Lamaisa, this harchaka is not a harchaka that's really found in Shas, and therefore, we do accept it as it is, both in terms of the kula and in terms of the chumrah. And the reason, again, the fact that we're willing to accept this leniency, as small as it is, reflects the fact that we don't really fully treat her as a nida, just like we're makel to allow for gmar bia. Now, it happens to be that this kula, you know, I don't even recommend necessarily if you're giving chassan classes to tell them about this kula, it's just very confusing. And 99% of the time nowadays, it's not even relevant. Why? Because most of the time nowadays, women are, I don't know, 99%, but certainly a majority of the cases are going to be on some type of hormonal medication to prevent a chuppas nida. And then they will be, after they have gemar bia, so we'll tell them to stop that medication. Let's say they're an agestin, so we'll tell them to stop the agestin, and then she'll menstruate and become a nida gemura. In which case, since she's a nida gemura, whatever kulas might apply because of dam besulim would not apply because there's no shaila anymore. She's a vada nida. In terms of other shitos and rishonim on this question, so the Hagos Maimonios understands in the Rambam another similar type of kula, that we don't have to be worried about pleita shechva zera for a dam besulim. And therefore, in theory, she could start counting right shevinakim right away. She could do a half sektar and start a shevinakim. She doesn't have to wait 4 days or 5 days. The Beis Yosef rejects this. He thinks it's not a good diuk in the Rambam. But that's another kula, though. That one is rejected. Another possible kula, though, is waiting 4 or 5 days. So if you look at the shach, it's clear that there is no difference. In other words, just like we always have to wait 5 days, you can't do the half siktar until the 5th day because of achshash of pleita shech vazara. The Taz quotes from the Maharal of Prague that here you could get away with 4 days. Why? Again, because dam besulim is such a far-fetched achshash. And it sounds like the logic is that this whole idea of waiting to the 5th day of the Tumas Hadeshin is like a chumra yaseira. So we'll be mekel b'makol mitzvah. What mitzvah? I assume he means pruruvu. That's what Lachsam Sofer says. Now, if you're so worried about pruruvu, why do we always have this chumra? Nunu. But where this is a chumra gabe chumra. In other words, it's a chumra Tumas Hadeshin plus the chumra of dam besulim. So putting those two things together, we will be mekel and allow her to do Efsek Tara on the 4th day. Could be we accept that Taz, but as I said, practically speaking, it is irrelevant nowadays. Usually what happens nowadays is that if once they have, they succeed in having Bia Gemura, so then she'll get her period a couple of days later. Now, she won't actually have to wait 4 or 5 days from that period because she's already been Asura for several days, out to the Dam Besulim. So it doesn't end up being that practical. But that is another kula. So what are the kulas that we have total? So number one is we say you're allowed to be dugmar bia, horsh be'evachai, not like the Ravid. He could sit on her bed. The Maharal, he could wait 4 days. I saw Rav Avadia and Tarsa Bias page Tuf Kuf Tes at the end of Ha'ara 3 argues that B'diaved, you could do one B'dik and seven based off of the Rashba. In other words, you know, usually we need at least a B'dik on day one and seven. Here you could get away with that. The Lechem HaSimla is Mekel only if there is no dam. The Shevet HaLevi is Machmir, but that's another Kula. Okay. I want to talk about two unusual cases, but they're not terribly unusual. Number one, what happens if dam is found after many bios, or not many, but a number of bios with that dam? Now, there's a couple has bia gemura, she becomes asura, then they have bia another couple of times. There's no dam discovered. And then she finds dam afterwards. And she goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know what? This is for sure dam bisulim. So are we able to go ahead and say, well, at this point, we'll be willing to be mekel? Because since she had bia gemura without dam, we're no longer going to be bechlal this gzeira of dam bisulim. And then we could be mekel and say, okay, so this is a makkah, and it's a makkah, she's mutaris. I saw an article about this from someone named Harav Yoel Katan, and it was published in the journal Asya. And he quotes from Rav Neuwirth, who was mekel on this case, as long as the doctors say with certainty that it is dam bisulim. Yesh, and also that it was that they had bia gemura in between. In other words, if they never really, maybe they thought they had bia in between, but they didn't, so then he wasn't willing to be mekel. But if they knew they had bia, so then he said it's kasha to be machmir. And he quotes Rav Aaron Lichtenstein also as being mekel, and Rav Dov Lior, though he quotes Hagram Halberstam as a being machmir, or no tel hachmir.
Which volume is this in?
Which volume? Asya Choveret Nun Vav, Tafshin Nun Vav, Amud 43. Okay. the Rama writes over here that a bal nefesh should be yachosh la'atzmo shelo lischok betinokos. So what exactly is he talking about? So if you look at the Gemara Nida, Yod Gimel Amud Beis, it says that you shouldn't marry a ktana. She'ein ben David bad, she'chalu kol nefash neshamo shebegof. So what's happening is that if you marry the ktana, then she's not going to be able to come pregnant, and you're delaying the coming of Mashiach. That's a Mar Makom we'll return to when we get to the Fru Revu birth control. So yeah. I sent that to Mar Makomo. So that's what the Gemara says. So maybe that's what the Rama sounds like he's talking over here as well. We're talking about the same thing of lo lesachek betinokas. But if you look at the Sidrei Tara, Sifkatan Dalet, he says that can't be what the Rama is talking about over there, because that has nothing to do with Hilchos Nida. That would belong in Eben Hazer. The Rama is talking about a case, he says you shouldn't do hara'ah to make her not asura. In other words, what he means to say is that we saw the Rama Paskin that she doesn't become asura with hara alone, assuming there's no dam. So maybe a person wants a shtickle honeymoon and he doesn't want her to become asura right away. So that's what he means, shalol lischok betinokos, to just have hara and delay her becoming asura. Now, if so, so what's the problem with that? In other words, what's so bad about that? There's no... Isser of Hotzas Dara Levatala, presumably. So it's interesting because the Sidrei Tara says the opposite. The Sidrei Tara asks, if so, so why is it only a Baal Nefesh it should be Machmir? So the Sidrei Tara himself says, well, we're talking about a case of a Tinokas. I guess that means she's 12, right? Because we already said that if she's less than 12, that's wrong out delaying Mashiach. But Rach Matzar, and it's hard for him to be Gomer the Bia, and therefore that's why he's doing this, and still Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. So what's so bad about it? So I assume that the reason why it's bad is for the same reason as the Gemara Nida, because Ein Ben David Bana, she's not going to become pregnant this way. Why isn't she going to become pregnant, among other things? Because as long as her basulim are still there, she won't become pregnant. That's the way they understood. Now, you can't say it's aser. We could say at most it's a bal nefesh to be machmir. Can't say it's aser. Why? Because as long as you have something that's halachically considered bia, it's not hotzasar levatala, right? Even the Rama writes that bia shelo kedarka ba'akrai is not actually aser. Rabbi Willig always points out that it's not aser al tzasar levatala. It's aser al benan l'chaveiro. The Gemara says that's inoy, so it's wrong. But al tzasar levatala, it's not aser. So the point is, though, that it's not. It's a bal nefesh should not engage in this type of thing. That's what the Rama is saying over here. Okay. Now, what about if a couple goes ahead, and so they had Gemar Bia, she became Asura, she comes back from the mikvah, they have Bia a second time, and she sees Dam again. So do we have to be Machmir this time? Or possibly could we say that the second time around, she could be Mako? So maybe this goes back to the Ikar reason. If you say that the chash for Dam Besulim, the reason why we are worried about Dam Nida is because of the Chimud. So here we could be Mako. They already had Bia together. If you say it's because of the tsar, like some of the gonim, maybe here we have to be machmir because there's still a lot of tsar. So the Rashba, if you remember, also said the reason why we're machmir is because it's just a one-time thing. That's why, usually we're mekel for damaka. Here it's a one-time, it's expected to just be once. So maybe it's only us or once. Maybe the second time she should be mutaras. So based off of the reasons for this gzeira, you could have argued that we could be mekel, at least according to some of the reasons. Nevertheless, if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, not only is he machmir, but he says that you should look. In other words, after the second bia, you should look and see, is there any dam? This is also the view of the Badi HaShulchan, Sif Katan Chav Beis. He should check the Sadin Achar Bia Shnia and Shlishas. So obviously they hold that she's going to become Asura. Not only that, but you have to look. Other poskim say you certainly don't have to look. There's a very interesting Zohar from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher. And he is mekel as long as it's less than a gris. Now, in his particular case, we're talking about a situation where there are many ksamim that were less than a gris on the sheet. So there's basically is a reasonable chance that less than a gris was actually a macholas. And therefore, he says the first time around, obviously, you have to be machmir. But the second time, you could be mekel. What about if it's on Sivonim? So he says, so he doesn't say in that case, but the Tarsabayas, Ravadia, it's on page 510. Because he's willing to give Bia the second time around the dinim of Ksamim. So if there's no shy, for example, Dam is found on the Chasin's Aver, so then there's nothing to talk about. But if it's just Tzivonim or Pachos Mekigris. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek isn't so clear because he's saying, well, what about if there's tsar? What about if there's no tsar? If there's tsar, maybe there's a reason, more reason to be machmir. But he says, no, that's not a definitive reason to be machmir, tsar, because tsar does indicate it's dam besulim. And as long as we know it's dam besulim, he's machmir. But he says, no, because he's talking in his case about a little Kala. She's very young, and that's why it's tsar. And the truth is, many women have tsar for tashmish for, a while after, even though there's no dam besulim anymore. And they pushed back at him, and they said, we have a psak from the Alter Rebbe, who is a little more machmir. But at the end of the day, the Tzemach Tzedek is mekel, basically, to give it the dinim of ksamim. That could be what he's saying. And many poskim accept that, including Rav Avadia, especially if you only discover it later. In other words, what happens is, they have tashrish shamita, they go to sleep, they wake up in the morning, and there's a blood stain. But the blood stain is on tzivonim, the sheets are colored. So many poskim, though not all, many poskim are mekel on that shaila based off of the Tzemach Tzedek. Assuming, again, you don't find it immediately, A, And certainly you only find it in a kasem. Now, you have to be careful. Sometimes you'll find it, the sheets will be tzavonim, but the mattress cover will be white, in which case, we talked about this earlier, but you probably would be stuck. What's sort of interesting about Rav Avadia's psak, which I thought was a little odd, is that in the Taras HaBayis, on the one hand, he says, Lakula, like the Tzemach Tzedek, for Tzavonim and Pachos Mekagris, but then he says that in the next halacha, that based off the Aruch HaShulchan, that it is better to be machmir and check. Now, it doesn't make any sense to look and then be mekel, right? But that's almost like what he says. He doesn't think you have to check, but he thinks it's a good idea to check. I assume if you check, then you'd be machmir. I was a little confused about the hachra. Okay, see, we just have 1 minute left. So in terms of others being machmir, there's a tshuva. Take a look at Minchas Yitzchak, Chel, Kesem, and Samchalaf. Now, I just want to point out, Rabbi Willig is willing to be make. Oh, Mincha 135. Oh, great. Extra time. Sorry, Willig is willing to be make. Rely on Tzemach Tzedek, as long as you don't find it immediately after Tashmish. And therefore, I think he thinks it's best not to look. But you could, therefore, he also agrees you could be Mekel with all the Niksamim. But as I said, it won't help if Dam is on his Afer. Others are Machmir. If, you know, you find it already a second time, you have Dam, you might want to have a doctor remove sometimes something known as a hymenal ring, like a little piece of the hymen is remaining. If you have a doctor remove it, then you won't have further problems in the future. And as we said before, we could be makel in that case also, even though there's bleeding at that time, you don't have to be machmir out that blood. There's a interesting bracha that is brought up over here, the bracha of Asher Tzag Egoz. So the bracha is upon completing bia with a besula, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Tzag Egoz Began Eden Shoshana Sa'amakim Bal Yimshol Zar Bim Ayan Chasum Alkein Ayelas Ahivim Shamra Betar V'chok Lo Yifei Rabarach Bocher Bizarro Shel Avram. The Rush brings down this bracha in Ksubos Perk Aleph Simen Tes Vav, and it's interesting. He writes, "Well, where to come from? The Efshar Shebracha Zu Tiknu Agaonim Umistaber Levarcha Acha Shematz Besulim." The Taz in Simen Mem Vav Sif Katan Zayin points out that there's a steer in the Rush about this, because the Rush in Bechoros, there's a very odd bracha that the Rush brings down in Bechoros from the Gaonim. It's like a three-part bracha. He says a little bit. She says a little bit. I mean, the mother says a little bit. The father says a little bit. The Kohen says a little bit. And the Rosh says, how can you say such a bracha? It's not in Shas. So the Taz there seems to say that we don't allow for made-up brachos or brachos from the Gaonim. And here the Rosh seems to be okay. What's the Rosh's view about that? The Knesset HaGedolah thinks, well, you see, that was not the primary objection of the Rosh. There are other answers in Akronim. We don't really have time. It is brought down in the Ramban Ibn Ha'ezer, Simen Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Beis. Some even say you should say it with a kos. I would recommend for someone who wants to say it that you don't need a kos and you shouldn't say it with Shem or Malchus. Okay. The topic that I wanted to talk about, which from earlier, but one somebody brought up, is the question of, I think we discussed this a little bit, but I don't remember if we got into the details or we were rushing at the end. This is from the previous siman of what's the din, but it's related to this. Let's say, relates to the topic we brought up today about being mesachik and matinokos. Let's say the couple has chibuk v'nishuk and all sorts of other things, but decide not to have bia. And then she's pierced anida, would she become anida, right? So if you remember, we already saw in the Trumas Hadeshen talked about this Bachur got married and Shah Kamalelos, and now the question is, what's the din in that case? He didn't have Tashmish, so what would we say in that case? And we saw Shulchan Aruch, I think, is Mekel, and Taz is Machmir. But the question is, this is a little bit different. And so I think before we talked about the shaila of what about if they tried to have bia. And now we saw that there's a machlokas achronim. They tried to have bia, but they didn't. So here the Chazon Ish thought you couldn't be meikel because he didn't show the ability to have restraint. And we talked about what about ha'ara in that case. And we saw others that are meikel against the Chazon Ish, though that was a big chiddush. So the question that was asked was the different case, the case where the couple decides not to have bia so that she wouldn't become asura. So remember, the Shach was very upset about this minag. This was Kuf Tzadi based of Katanid Alf. The Shach was the idea of delaying having bia is a very bad idea. But what about this case? What about this case? So this is not clear. As I mentioned before, I think we did mention this, that the poskim, generally speaking, discourage doing this. First of all, this might be bechlal what the Rama says, that a bal nefesh shouldn't be mesachek with tinokos. One reason why it's a bad idea is because if you have chivuk v'nishuk, there is a chshash hotzas al vatala. Rabbi Willig added it's a bad idea because zuzim matim l'mitzvos. I think Rav Neuberger told me once that he doesn't give this eitza, also because he's worried about tzas el vatala, though he said that if a couple had a rocky engagement and there's a concern that if she becomes asura right away, that would be problematic. So he was makel for an ashika sevarim, but he wasn't sure about what the din would be in terms of nida, pearson ishto nida at that point. Now, there's do we say over here that they were able to show restraint and not have be a gemura, and therefore, if pirsa ishto nida, it would be mutter, there wouldn't be an iser yichud, or not. So Neuberger was unsure about that shaila. So for now, I don't know either, but it's something to think about in terms of that point. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, we will start the new siman tomorrow, and we'll finish up tomorrow or Wednesday. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi. The Rambam is very much not a fan of the bracha of the Goanim.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. But we, you know, Ashkenaz, we do say brachos that seem to be from the Goanim.
No, I mean, not it's a bracha of Pritzos.
That part.
Yeah. Stay there. Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, Kaltuf.